Yeah, I don't think anybody has a huge appetite for that. No one really loves needing to provide incentives of any sort to businesses. But I think the fact of the matter is, we're in Tennessee are surrounded by states with very aggressive economic and community development programs that provide massive incentives. And so if we were to just unilaterally disarm, I think we would see it'd be quite difficult both to recruit major employers, but also I think we'd be losing some big employers. So my thinking is that we need to remember that we're fiduciary as mayor or metro council members. We're fiduciaries of the public's assets, their finances, and we need to minimize that as much as we can. And I think just you have to take it on a case-by-case basis. We need to hang on to the corporations we have here, attract what we can, but I want my primary focus to be on supporting our existing smaller and mid-sized businesses. That's where most employment growth comes from. So incentives, I guess, will be part of the situation, but my view is that if we can especially do a big lift on public education, I don't think there'll be much economic cause to provide incentives. If people see Nashville as the finest public education system in America, I think our need to provide incentives will be a lot less.